Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't run from trouble, they look for it. That's right, you heard me. I said, real men don't run from trouble, they look for it. I know that sounds crazy, but it'll all make sense in a moment. Every other Thursday, I appear on Moody Radio to answer questions for men about manhood, marriage, parenting, and even leadership. Well, this Thursday, one of the questions that I was asked was, what are the warning signs that your marriage may be in trouble? Which I think is actually a great question because as men, we tend to be a little slow on picking up on emotional cues when it comes to our relationships being in trouble. For instance, when I'm working with and coaching couples, I'll often ask the man first, from a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, where would you rate your marriage? And without fail, almost 10 times out of 10, and that includes me too, the man will rate the relationship 1 to 2 points higher than his wife. Now let that sink in for just a second. He always ranks his marriage, his relationship, what he thinks of his relationship, 1 to 2 points higher than his wife. And if you don't believe me, try it out with your wife and see what happens. But just know I warned you, because when it comes to a marriage being in trouble, we're usually the last to know. I don't know about you, but I don't think that reality is an indictment on us as men, but rather an indicator we need to pay attention to. And when it comes to our marriage, that doesn't mean something is wrong with us as men. It just means we communicate differently from women. And we often look at the wrong things when it comes to our relationships. And just because we're wrong in rating our marriage doesn't necessarily mean our wives are right about our marriage. It just means we're not in agreement. So this week on The Real Men Check-In, I want to give you 4 quick things as men we can check for to see if our marriage is in trouble. Just think of these 4 things like the gauges on a relational dashboard of your car. Of course, they're not the only things you should be checking for, but I think these are some of the obvious signs that you're having engine trouble. First, communication. When the communication stops in your marriage, that's an indicator that your marriage is probably about to stop. One of our podcast guests, Eric Terry, said it best. He says, if you're not communicating with each other, then the enemy is probably communicating with both of you. Disagreement and arguments don't have to kill a marriage, but distance and silence probably will. Now, here's the second thing to look for, affection. Now, if there's no physical touch in your relationship, and I'm not talking about just sex, then that means that there's probably no tenderness in your relationship. And if there's no tenderness in your relationship, then that means your marriage is probably getting tougher by the minute. Now, here's the third indicator you can look for. I think we, both men and women, underestimate the power of laughter in a marriage. But if you're not laughing in your relationship, then one of you is probably crying or whining about your relationship. Now, either way, I believe humor is like a lubrication for love in a marriage. And the fourth thing is prayer. Now, you've probably heard people say that a couple that prays together stays together. Well, I believe a couple that doesn't pray with, for, and over each other is probably putting their relationship at risk of being over. Because when it comes down to a marriage being in trouble, prayer might be the only thing that's saving your marriage. So the obvious question is, what should a man do when he thinks his marriage is in trouble? Well, I think he should probably treat his wife like an expensive car. Now, don't tell her I told you that. But when the warning indicators on your marriage dashboard starts to light up, don't ignore it. Just address it. Don't pretend the indicator lights are not on, but rather attend to it and nip it in the bud before you have to take the car in for major repairs. Like for instance, when it comes to communication, schedule a specific time every day for at least 15 to 30 minutes that you and your wife can have meaningful conversation about pleasurable things, not just the problems in your relationship. Now, when it comes to affection, Be intentional about touching her in non-sexual ways that affirm your love for her and makes her feel safe and secure. Because the research shows us that a woman's biggest need is to feel loved and secure. Now, when it comes to humor, simply try to find the funny in things before you allow it to frustrate you. Trust me, most of the small stuff that frustrates us in a marriage can actually be funny if we just look for the humor in it. But remember, to laugh with your wife, not at her or at her expense. And when it comes to prayer, simply get in the habit of asking your wife, "Baby, how can I pray for you today?" And if she tells you how, then just ask her, "Is it okay if I pray with you right now?" Then just do it. That's it. You know, a friend once told me when I got married, he says, "Joe, when it comes to marriage, what you appreciate appreciates in value. And what you don't appreciate depreciates. So always pay attention to what you give your attention to." So that means as men, we have to be troubleshooters, not just trouble avoiders. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And if you haven't already, become a subscriber, download this podcast, and become a subscriber and listen to us every single week. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.